I'd like to invite you to close your eyes, but if you're not comfortable closing your eyes, the soft gaze forward also works. And we'll start by just settling into our seats. Taking a big breath in and a big breath out. And another big breath in and a big breath out. Another feeling of relaxation wash over your body. Now we're going to connect our feet to the floor. There you are. But we're going to really feel our feet grounding into the floor, into the carpet, into your shoes. And then let that feeling of groundedness grow. And allow your feeling to move down into the earth. You can imagine that you're growing roots, if you like. Or you can just feel your body moving down into the ground below us, down into the earth, stretching and reaching and expanding. And then allow yourself to reach all the way to the center. Earth and tether yourself there. Allow your feelings to wrap up the center of the earth, connect. And really feel grounded, connected. Breathing in, breathing out. And you can allow the roots grow and expand. Maybe feel your neighbor. Feel the energy of your neighbor. Feel the energy of this center. Feel the energies of the earth. And you can allow that to come into your body if it feels good. With this grounded feeling, or if you like, you can start to detach and draw your roots back up into your body and back into the present moment. When you're ready to, you can open your eyes. And we have our first song.
See, I appreciate y'all coming. Nice to see friends, old friends, new friends. The topic of my talk is the me to we transition. You can view it as ascension. That all of us, I'm sure, can relate to times when we're by ourselves or lonely or choose to do study, reflective things, clearing, all that. It's about us. It's about me, let's not say. It's about you, but we do that individually. The real magic in life comes when we get together and create synergic proportions like these two, and I'm sure others. And with our families, with our friends, and like here in the spiritual center. This is our family. Donna and I used to go to Barbara's there. First time I go in, she tells you, this is, you're a visitor, and then your family. And that's the way it was, Donna, right? So we get the better things in life through our association with other people. Yeah, as unlikely as we think we are at times, we work really hard at this. We think we're all that in a bag of chips, and that's our ego. That's our ego. And what's the purpose of the ego? Does that make contend with the purpose of the ego?
To put a false sense of safety around you.
Exactly, like a band-aid.
Yes.
Oh, I'm wounded here, so I need a band-aid. So the ones that are tend to, their egos are out front. We won't name names, but you all know them. That it's all about them. There's this big black hole. It's, oh, it's about me, and I've done this. And out west, we had a guy one time, no matter what we said, he did that. And he was a trained professional. And then it was plumbing. He was a trained professional. So then he looked up and he said, no, I'm a trained professional. But that's our ego. It's to insulate the mood. And it can be good. Yeah. It just, you know, sometimes you take it too far. But it's our association with other people. And right now is a very important time. I mean, does anybody sense that this is the most important time in their life or where we're heading?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the result, tell me, go ahead.
Well, now is always the most important time.
There you
go. Especially important.
I like that. There's no such thing as time, there's only now. Right now we're good, right? So we're all sitting here good. We got a group of friends and new friends, and this is awesome. But it's that sense of community and the collaborative feel. How many people, just asking, you might have had a vague reason why you came to this area, but you're here and you scratch your head at times, like, why am I here? Has anybody gotten that of why they're here now? Be here now, Don?
Yeah, I get that question all the time because I moved from Baltimore 8-9 years ago.
Yeah. Hey, Carlos. Hey. This is our friend Carlos.
Hello.
He's a great guy and a good dancer.
Who is that?
Go ahead.
I just get it all the time.
Yeah, but the rest of us, I hear it all the time. I thought Morris probably know that we are right now, that's what we call the gathering. That's one of the things it's called, the gathering. Well, that makes sense. We're here. We're a group of like-minded people. And yes, we're all crazy compared to other people, but that's okay. I say that front, no, I'm crazy. And if you live with that, then we're good. But we are all, trained professional, being crazy. And this is why I've done counseling for years. And, you know, I'm good at it because they are one. And that's why people get into those professions at times. Because, you know, I got to figure this out first before. But our bet, think about it. Give me some other examples in your own life about how being associated with somebody or with a group has enhanced your life. Does anybody have anything in this? Just throw it out if you've got some. But we all know it's true, no? Or Tara, go ahead.
A year ago, I was working full time in the ICU in Asheville, and just working, you know, waking up 4:30 in the morning, not getting home until 9:30, didn't have any time for friends, didn't have any time for really anything, because I was commuting and working all the time. And I kind of was in a depression and kind of pushed myself into work. And when I decided to start working nearby, I actually had the time and the energy to kind of put myself out there.
Yeah.
And it's made a huge difference in my life.
That's good. And I've had the honor to know Tara a bit. I was just blown away how talented she is. I mean, I heard her singing back up to this man, Forrest, and I was like, I've been around music for 50 years, but I've not seen somebody play a ukulele and do prose. Now, even before the hippie times, there's beatnik times.
Yeah.
That, Allen Ginsberg, there was people that in San Francisco, see, that is pros. And then she's so talented that she can say back up to that. It's like, wow. And Forrest, does some wonderful writing. He also has a book, supposed to get the second edition out soon, right? Tell us what the name of the book is.
The Hippie Revival.
The Hippie Revival. Can anybody relate to that? Okay. There's old hippies and there's younger ones, but that term, well, that whole movement came in in the beginning of the Age of Aquarius, right?
Ah.
Age of Aquarius, that was that time. There was a song out about it, the Age of Aquarius. Well, guess what we're hitting right now? Back into the Age of Aquarius, right? Does anybody relate to that? So these are cycles that happen in the consciousness. And they don't happen all the time. This one's particularly important. Can somebody give me an example of why this is so important?
The stakes are kind of higher than they've ever been, right?
And why is that?
Yeah, we've reached. There's a big shift. We've sort of like reached the levels of like sort of like darkness in our consciousness.
That's it. Exactly.
You know, even the Hindus talked about how there was. We went through a. We have to hit kind of like the rock bottom, Kali Yuga, to come out of into a more period of light. So the stakes are just higher right now.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Well said, Tara.
And society has reached a point where there's such a dark spiritual warfare that many people don't realize that they're shrouded in this darkness and they're thinking they're seeking light, but they're not seeking light. They're thinking they're seeking darkness. And
yeah.
They know it.
And they've been fooled in the light.
Right.
Go ahead.
And this has been predicted in all of the ancient cultures, the Mayan culture, the Aztec culture, the Bible, Tibetan culture, the Buddhist, I'm not sure what the Buddhist. We could probably come up with some other cultures that have predicted this time where we move from the darkness into the light. What other groups have predicted this? The grand shift to higher consciousness. Anybody else? Can you think of anybody?
Most of them, yeah.
We're in the middle and we're coming to the end of five different cycles, celestial cycles, if you will. Up until now, we have been in a mode of descension. We've hit the bottom. Now we're in the mode of ascension. God is breathing back in. He's pulling us all up.
Perfect.
And Gaia is a big part of it, even the Earth.
That's right. There's been a lot done to the planet. There's been a lot done to us that we were lied to. Has anybody been lied to before? How's that feel? And what's worse is when you believe the lie. I'm lying to you, then you believe it, then you find out that, wait a minute, he lied to me. No, but sticking out in a broader scale, I'm of the humble opinion, we've been lied to about everything. Just about everything. There's a few things in the spiritual or the enlightenment genre of thought. Yeah, no, those are eternal truths. I get it. I've studied this in my thing, I was curious, I've studied all. Most all religions, read all of them, and I come up with it. They're talking about the same thing. But religion, again, in my humble opinion, is just man's interpretation of spirituality. Somebody's interpretation. It might have been Buddha. It might have been, any of the church leaders got it. And then it kind of gets dumbed down or
polluted.
Yeah, polluted or
polluted.
Yeah. Catholic Church is a good one, and I was raised Catholic, so I'm not done throwing stones, but I get that person.
Yeah.
Don, do you want to say something?
I'm very aware of at least I think 40 years of divisiveness in our country.
Yeah.
And in fact the words red and blue I'd never seen before, but they're everywhere now.
Yeah,
we still have that divisive. Now,
good point.
I, you and several folks have talked about a spiritual kind of vortex, etc. And I'm not aware of what that is. I'm very aware of the political divisiveness, but the spiritual, I need to know more about that because I don't understand it.
Well, we'll enlighten you.
I'm sorry?
We'll enlighten you. This is my buddy. We've had many discussions. Okay, well, this is from my perspective, but those of you who read it say something. We are in the battle. This is so brilliant where we're at now. Brilliant from the dark side to the light side. We're in Armageddon. According to the Bible, we're in Armageddon, but it's a...
The beginning of Revelations, too.
It's all of that. It's all right now. This is a very pivotal time. Now, the good news is that we've already won. Now, the dark side has been so good at hiding in the shadows for so, and this is for millennia. This is not about politics. And this is what I've always loved about these centers. It's not about politics. Some people, even though they live their lives that way, when they come together, these, that's always good. It was just, no, just keep it at it. But let me tell you about politics. Just my humble opinion, and my grandfather's and my father's. They didn't like doctors too much, and there's some reasons for that. And they also didn't like politicians. And you might have heard this, but I heard my grandfather say, and my father, that if you break down the words, words mean things. Politics. Politics. It's a bunch of blood-sucking people sucking your money out, and both sides are lying. And that term in our country was invented by world bankers back in the day, so that, I'm Republican, you're a Democrat, so we can pretend like we're going back and forth, and this divisive nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And evil, their gain is to divide and distract.
Yeah. And then the Communist Manifesto, too. It's divide and conquer. It's, Satan does that. No, if you two get close, well, I'm going to put a wedge in there. Divisive. No, this is about coming together. Forget politics. That was just a thing that we fell for. Don and I come from different ends of that continuum, but we still are friends and love each other. But now, this is so important that they're trying to divide everything. No, like this center, like us being friends, it's about loving the person. Politics, that's so damn stupid. I hate it. People say, oh, you're political. No, I hate politics. Yeah, they're blood sucking, a bunch of them sucking our blood out.
It's to distract you and keep you dumbed down.
Exactly. Danny?
I think the thing to remember about that is you see conservatives and liberals, the two parties we have, and they're all pointing fingers and they're cussing each other and saying that. But when they all get done there in front of the camera, they all go in the back room, they have cigars, whiskey, and they're buds. But it's all like a dog and pony show. Smoke and mirrors.
Yep. Exactly.
Just know that when you see it.
That's a good point. That's why I don't take any of it serious. No. Anything.
It's just an illusion.
It's just an illusion.
Yeah.
We have won the war. People are starting to wake up more and more, like with the Sound of Freedom music. Sound of Freedom movie. How many have seen that in here? Okay. That was good.
And it's still playing, which is huge in our little theater.
And that's just an example that when it came out on the 4th of July, it came out on the 4th of July, the heaviest movie time to Raiders of the Lost Stars, Tom Cruise, and Top Gun, kick butt on all those. I mean, it's done It's and I went to saw the Indiana Jones after I saw that. I just said, well, see what it was. I almost walked out. It was stupid. It was just
Barbie.
They got Ken in the back seat. No,
I haven't seen it.
But I come some stuff. No, but the movies that have come out recently, and the one I saw right before that, I mean, I love Jim Kennedy. The last movie that I liked, I went to the movies called Shaq. Anybody see that one? Mm-hmm. That was a very cool movie. And after that, I like to see Ferrari Race 4 or something like that. But it was the Jesus Revolution. If you've not seen that,
it starts on Netflix today or tomorrow.
That's right. She sent me that. It's on Netflix. It's called the Jesus Revolution. The reason I related to so much, I went with Ron and Warren, my buddies from Sunny's there. I'm sitting there. It starts out in Southern California in Pirates Cove, which is a cool song.
It's the Jesus, it was the Jesus hippies, right?
Yeah, it's the Jesus hippies. And after all the drugs and rock and roll and sex and all that, it was like, well, that was fun, but what's next? It turned that way. And that movement went all over the United States. My last wife was a Jesus freak in St. Petersburg. But this movie starts out there, and it involves Kelsey Grammer. You know who he is from Frasier. He plays a brilliant part. But it's worth seeing. It's worth seeing. And that's causing reverberations all across the nation. Now, and then, the Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Freedom, it needs to be seen. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's written. That's why when we say that evil has gotten so prevalent, the weight of it, we can't take it. We're throwing it off. And like Pam said, she came out of that movement. So I know what I got to do. We all have to step up now as Americans, as part of this global family, as children of God.
Spiritual light workers
are some of us that, yeah, we're that, because we've been a long time. And it's very rewarding, and you get your butt kicked all the time, because if you're doing the good work, believe me, you've got a target on your back.
Yeah.
Just the way it is. I heard Rhonda say one night, she says, if the dark side's not after you, then you're not doing your job right. That you're just, if you're complacent, you're part of the problem. And it doesn't mean you got to go out and be warriors all the time. I pride myself on being a warrior. Mellow guy, namaste, but oh no, if you're the dark side, bring it on. So, but having said all that, the reason I'm saying that, because to me, this is the truth. This is not prophetic. We're here. We're here right now. It's the balance between good and evil. And you got to choose a side. And complacency is a choice too, right? So in the transition that we're going into, and I'll try to wrap this up because we got a couple other people I want to play music here and say things, and just say some things, is that this is the gathering. This is the ascension. This time has been spoken about in all the major religions, spiritual leaders. I hear it all the time in things that I listen to, particularly like Kim May. I work with Kim May doing some promotional stuff for her and videos. Our other friend, Tashara, speaks. She's fantastic. Everybody's feeling it. And everybody is going to awake and ascend at a different level, but we have to be showing loving kindness to everybody, even the ones that go, Donnie, you are a crazy bastard. Oh, guys, don't do it anyway. There's a guy I'm in town, he walks around town, he looks like Jesus, he looks like the guy in Jesus Revolution, and he walks around town, but he's on fire for Jesus. He's so good. I met, pick him up and he helped me one day. I was rooting in the trailer. No, he's, you know, some people might think he's a little off, but no, he's passion. Go after your passion, but the me to we, like take me, okay? I would have a me, and you flip it and rotate it, it's we. So this is a time of coming together. We're seeing it right here, right now. We've got a lot of important work to do coming up. We've got a little rough ride that's coming up here because things are going to be hitting the fan, like you've heard the term. But this is, the shift has hit the fan. So, there you go ahead.
A lot of religions talk about the second coming of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What most people don't understand is we are the second coming of Christ. It's not a spirit or being that's going to come down to save us. It's from the ground up. It's the boots on, that's us.
Great point. And listen up, Leroy, that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
You say, what does Christ mean? It wasn't Jesus' last name. No, it wasn't his last name. Yeah,
it was the consciousness and spirit.
The consciousness. The Christ consciousness of God within us is that what namaste means. The God in me recognizes the God in you. But all I'm saying is that it's always been about me. Me. We see people, we've done it to ourselves, self-pity, we do it every once in a while. Okay, we're allowed 5 to 10 minutes a day. You know, go ahead and pity yourself if you want. But when we flip it to the we, look how much strength we've got. Look how much resources we've got. Amy's told me this morning what he's done in the music business up in New York and popped my head. You know, put on all these shows in New York. It's like, but collectively, we are so strong. It's like getting a little skinny piece of bamboo. I'm a bamboo expert, crazy man. Don does it. You got one, and it's got flexible bends. But you put it together, and it's just like a concrete pillar. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That we are in the shift. Get ready because we are going to have some work to do. And all of us have different talents, things that we can help on other people. And welcome to the commandments, you know, love God. Love God, just love. And that means love yourself. If God's in you, love yourself. No one can kick your butt better than you.
And do not fear.
And that's great. There's only two emotions, love and fear. And we choose every day that choice. Every situation, we have 80,000 thoughts a day. We've probably got 5,000 decisions or ways to look or judge things, and we don't even know we're doing it. Love and fear are the only two emotions. So we got to show love to everybody, not mainly to ourselves, because God isn't here.
My friend Andrew is going to say a few things that segue onto that.
That's on.
Well, that's on there. You can pull it off there if you want to, if you want to move around.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Either go that or just hold it. Just hold it. You're better. That's a dancer. She's a dancer.
Okay. So, yes, we are moving into unity consciousness. We live in a reflective universe. What are you saying to the world with your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions? What is the world saying back to you? Think about that. So we create unity first inside ourselves. And as we all know, that is a long process. Once we are able to move through the many layers of fear and misconceptions, we can see unity and love in each other, which creates the new earth. So, what are the blockages that are in the way of oneness? Fear is number one. I have a very long list, which I would turn into a very long workshop, but we'll start with fear. If you suppress fear, it is still in your energy field, which is where you will focus, because it will fester. It will fester through the energy field into the body, through the chakras and the organs, and into your life. All of this must be released. Your wounds hold the fears, and it must be released in order for you to be free. So what hurts you the most is your biggest opportunity. You guys have all heard that, right?
Yeah.
When we go through really, really painful, dark things, it's ultimately our best opportunity for the highest growth, for us to become the next highest version of ourselves. So we can clear away the layers and layers of programming that we picked up in this lifetime and other lifetimes. And we can clear away all those layers so we can become the pure light that we really, that we were created to be, right? So are you willing to release all disempowering belief systems now, today, with me? Are you willing?
Yep.
Yay. Mm-hmm. The mind is trying to keep you safe. So break free, move forward. Blessing it all and acknowledging it as sacred and holy. So again, all of our problems, hurts, pains, wounds, difficult times are all perfect because they get us to look at it, feel it, clear it, and allow that next version of ourselves to step forward. So we have that to share with each other. So it's a painful but yet very beautiful process, right? So we're now going to go inward and we're going to focus very deeply. So I'm going to ask everybody to close your eyes now. Take a deep breath in, and as you release, have a big sigh. We call forth God, Creator, and all the helpers to bring the violet flame and the sacred flame of transformation and love. Imagine from a high place this light, this power showering down into this room. Feel it, see it, allow it to go all the way through you, like beautiful rain. Allow yourself to embody the qualities of giving, prosperous, healing, for ourselves and for the world. We have the ability to send unconditional love to all, which will heal the world and create a quicker time into the new earth. What is your understanding of prosperity? Take a moment and think of this. Contemplate deeply inside yourself. Breathing into your body and feeling your mind, body, and spirit. Now we ask our I Am Presence, which is our soul, which is our higher self, the same question. What is your perspective on being prosperous? Feel into that. Feel the answers coming through from your higher self. To feel the beautiful sacred fire burning away any disillusionment, any confusion. lack in this unconditional loving and supporting the whole, any place inside of you where you feel lack, take a deep breath in, breathe in, and then release. Getting lighter and lighter. Can we go ahead now? And can we heal? Can we release? And can we resolve any blocks that you might be carrying? Imagine a pink bubble of light. And imagine it going into those dark places, those stiff places inside of you, where you're holding on to lack, judgment, fear, pain, hurt, resentments, things of the past. And allow that pink light to move into that and start to dissolve it lightly. Kind of like eating away that darkness with the pink unconditional light. Breaking it up into smaller and smaller and smaller little pieces. So it's easy. Breathe in, and when you breathe out, release it. Let's unify with our true self and know when we are not in fear and duality, we can feel and we can share the love of the universe. Are you willing to receive this? Keep your eyes closed and go deep within. Feel yourself filling up with the most divine unity consciousness, the love and light that created all that is. We are choosing to be a generous, loving spirit to all that is. To all of our brothers and sisters, to all the animals, to the plants, to Mother Earth, to all of our star brothers and sisters. I am so very grateful to God for a wonderful new opportunity. Creativity, adventure, fun, play, and travel, and mainly unity and community. Which is what we have right here, right now. Unity and community. Feel the connection to everybody in this room. String of light. It looks like a web and it goes through the whole universe. And feel that. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am the way God created me to be. And so now I ask, as you have now collected so much of the sacred fire of the universe down through your body, through your cells, through your organs, into your chakras, filling up your auric field, you're overflowing with love and light. And I now ask if we can all send out this love and blessing to the world. And I really want you to, you can imagine it in so many different ways, but you can imagine it like, we all have our own imaginations, but one way you can imagine is like a big, you're collecting this big ball of light, and as you release it out to the world, it expands and it spreads, and it engulfs the entire world so that all beings may be blessed, and all beings may feel this love, which helps them to awaken to a higher consciousness, which helps us the tilting point between the light and the dark
So we do really have the power and the opportunity to create more light on this planet. Because we are conscious beings carrying the Christ light, and we can use that light for good. So go ahead and in whatever way is best for you, send that out and see it engulfing the entire earth plane, blessing, healing, and helping all those on the earth. And I will do it with you. Amen. Aho, so it is. And I love you all.
I know we're running a little longer, but we've got our friends who play a little music. Forrest is going to do something here. One song, yeah, just one song. Good. Want to get this? This is our variety show today that we found out last week. We had to do some side called my buddies. So. These are good, but...
Perception. A higher reality is hidden, revealing the Earth's ancient secrets, as clear as day, but as mystical as the moonlit sky and the galaxy swirling. Beyond the limits of reason, time and space stand still, and the mind no longer fulfills intuitive souls in contemplation. Deep within and present throughout, the Lord's cherished light brings faith and healing to wayward seekers finding their way back on the path of sin. Thank you.
got but I appreciate you all being here. Miss Carlos, wonderful. So don't we just do what we usually do? We find a song, but if you sing that, we're going to sing along and do this song. If anybody feels enlightened, we have these. And then Steve's got us covered on the other.
You get